Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Merry Christmas and hello from the North Pole. I'm Elf Frank Murr in the North Pole Newsroom for SantaUpdate.com. The hour has arrived, and we are thrilled now to begin our annual live radio broadcast of Tracking Santa Around the World. At this hour, North Pole Flight Command is preparing for the final test flight of Santa's sleigh. One last trip around the world before Santa takes off some 20 hours from right now. If Santa's flight isn't for another 20 hours, why are we on the air right now? That's the question first for Elf Crash Murphy, our Eye in the Sky reporter, who follows Santa on the sleigh.
Hi, Frank. We're on the air right now because way out in the dark waters of the far eastern South Pacific, right up against the international dateline, well, it's now the midnight hour, the start of Christmas Eve day for the world. And where it is Christmas Eve, we are always on the job.
Crash, thanks for that succinct summary. You are beginning the marathon that we call Christmas for Eye in the Sky reporters. Over the next 50 hours, you will go around the world twice, making you a record holder in aviation that even Santa does not surpass. How do you do it, Crash?
Well, I've been conditioning myself, Frank, all month long. I've been denying myself sleep in between long naps and ingesting a fair amount of sugar as an elf. Well, that's my job.
And what tough duty it is. Safe travels, my friend, and we'll see you on the radio. Turning now to Sector 1, the area of the world where Santa will visit first, we check in with Elf Marianne Bright, who is stationed in Sector 1 on Christmas Island.
Thank you, Frank. It is the dark of night here, and we're just getting our first reports from Tracker Elves checking in all over Sector 1. It appears we have great participation this year, with Tracker check-ins running 15% ahead of last year. We think it's going to be a good year, Frank.
Outstanding report, Marianne. Thanks for that update. And finally, let's check in with North Pole Flight Command and Elf Al Pine. Al, how will events unfold this year?
So far, everything is proceeding according to plan, Frank. Over the past several hours, we have been receiving check-in reports from tracker elves all over the world. That information is first passed to our weather teams, who match it to other data we have available, and then is shared with the flight team.
Al, real quick, do we expect North Pole weather to be a factor at all this year?
It is hard to say right now, Frank. It is snowing and it is blowing, but so far everything appears to be on track.
Thanks for that initial report, Al. We'll check in with you later. Keep your radio dial tuned right here, folks, where we expect our next news update in approximately 30 minutes. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com, TrackingSanta.net, and NorthPoleFlightCommand.com for the latest information. From the North Pole, I'm Elf Frank Murr reporting on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa Around the World on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.